there was a negligence, and I'm driving to a point that has to do with the power struggle that is going on at a teaching hospital. Now, there's a simple folder that this parent picked, a new one, got missing suddenly from the hospital, the NICU unit. Eventually, when the child died, the folder we saw was the folder of a 21-year-old person that was clipped. And then the medical records or history of the one-week-old baby was now written in the same folder. So two people sharing folder. It tells you the state at which the hospital has reached. Certain basic things within the hospital vicinity cannot be made. Inside hospital, sources tell me at the NICU unit, I saw doctors sweating. And they said they've applied for air conditioning since December. As we speak, temperatures in Tamale are as high as you can imagine. And some of the children within the Tamale Teaching Hospital present cases with temperatures as high as 39 degrees Celsius. Now, these are kids who are within this NICU unit without air condition. The hospital still has failed to provide air condition at this unit.
Okay.
In the last week, you might have heard about complaints of shortage of oxygen. Now, this has become a common thing within the Tamale Teaching Hospital. Sources again within the hospital will tell you this. People are afraid. They've been gagged. Anytime an official from the hospital comes out to speak, he is tagged of belonging to one political party or the other. To some extent, that might be true, because I've seen in the past how people have fought for positions within the hospital or along political lines.
All right.
But George, my 2 days there on Saturday and Sunday has convinced me that there is a need for some intervention from government.
All right.
National Security should investigate what we are seeing now and come up with something.